Blog Talk Radio.
Robert Simmons Show, and I'm your host, Robert Simmons, and tonight we have an amazing show lined up. I apologize to the people that are listening via iTunes. We had a little delay tonight due to some technical difficulties, but never fret because we are here, we are live. Me, myself, I'm just coming from a political forum for the 4th Judicial Circuit for the judicial candidates and as well as people that are running for Congress, State Senate, U.S. Senate, yada, yada. So as you guys know, I do the whole political thing as well. In fact, we do have some of those guys, those guests coming on the show soon, some later this week and some next week. So I would first like to apologize to everyone that tuned in right at 8 o'clock. But come on, it's only 8:06, right? Am I getting that right? Okay, 8:06. But tonight we have a great topic, man. We have one of the best topics, and it's what I like to call juicy. And if any of you guys know what juicy means, outside of a juicy piece of chicken or other things, think is juicy. When I say juicy, it means it's dripping with so much personality and attitude and opinion. And tonight that topic is being married. Is it actually worth it? Oh my gosh, is being married actually worth it? Guess what? We are going to discuss that tonight. If you guys on Facebook can hear me, give me like a thumbs up, anything, whatever. Shout out to the guys listening via iTunes, you know, we're on there now. Thank you everyone listening via telephone. Thank you everyone listening via the website. And thank you everyone that is listening via Facebook Live. It is dope. And we want, once again, to hear from you. So the number to call in tonight is area code 646-668-8814. Press the number 1 to be buzzed in, and you will be live right here on the show, live iTunes. So we already got people commenting on marriage. So remember to comment on to call in on that number. Excuse me for choking. But today's topic, we're going to talk about being married versus being single. Is it worth it? Is marriage really worth it in today's society? Are people just getting married now to say they're married, or are people getting married now to stay married? Now, we do know, statistically speaking, that marriage is at a 50% rate of divorce. So my question to you is, obviously, we have a major, major issue with people getting married and not stay. I can't call and watch. Well, maybe you should call and listen, Ms. Fawcett. How you doing? And tonight, the show is going to be a little bit more different because I'm going to be a little bit more interactive and a little bit more hands-on. As you guys see, I don't have a guest on this show. I usually bring an expert guest on the show to give us statistics and things like that about, you know, marriage and things like that. We don't need no statistics tonight. We know that marriage is getting a bad rep in today's society. It sucks right now. It's really bad. Anything that's at a 50% rate is bad. There's no way to cut in that. I don't need a co-host on the show to tell me, Robert, marriage is bad, because we know that marriage is bad. But I want tonight, listen, guys, tonight I want single people to call in. I want married people to call in. If you've been divorced, I want you to call in. If you think marriage ain't, I want you to call in. If you are one of those people that's disbelieving in marriage, I want you to call in too, because we want to discuss this and we want to talk about it. I mean, is it women's fault? Is it men's fault? Is it black women's fault? Is it black men's fault? I don't know. We want to hear it from you tonight. Once again, I'm going to give this number one more time. Many more times, but one more time for now. The area code to call in is area code 646-668-8814. Guys, remember, 646-668-8814. I took a poll on last night, and we took a poll on whether to be married or not to be married, what was, and I got to tell you, not surprisingly, being single. No, so the question was, to be married or to be single? Now, to be single, actually, I can pull it up for you right now. We're going to look at it. And this is my polls from my particular Facebook page, and a lot of my friends are married, a lot of my friends aren't. And right now we are at 44% marriage is better, and we're at a 56% being single is better. So far, and I'm at my mom's house. She's yelling at me for tracking her house with mud, but I had to run in because I had a show to do for the people. So, real talk, Robert, we did a poll, and on our polls, 44% of people said it was better to be married, and 56% said it was better to be single. So I really want you guys to call in and tell me what you think is better. What's going on with marriage? When you start thinking about things like alimony and what's the other word when people don't want to get what's it called? I have a live audience. Prenup agreement. People now are getting married and by divorce being at a 50% rate. I guess the better question is asked: is it worth it? Because you set up this contract, it's like going into business, a very bad business, with someone, and it's not working, and then you have to sit down in front of, I have a lot of friends that are family court attorneys, and, you know, they're like, Robert, there's some terrible, terrible stories we can tell you about, I mean, whether it be from infidelity to finance to this or that. In 2018, people, tell me, is it worth getting married? The phone lines are already lighting up because I know that this was a good topic. Because every day I go to Facebook, I see people, you know, he said, she said yes, or he proposed. And I guess the bigger question is, are you getting married to stay married, or are you getting married for Facebook? I don't know. And then I have a lot of friends that are married. And let me tell you guys, it don't seem to be a picnic to me. I'm not married. I think I would like to be married. Of course, why not? I mean, I grew up from a very, very, very traditional, conservative home where marriage was paramount. A man, you know, I came from a Christian background where the Bible say a man leave from his mother and his father and he cleaves to his wife. But that being said, are wives even wives anymore? Ooh. Are husbands even husbands anymore? Who knows? I'm going to go straight to the phone lines. Look, I'm going straight to the phone lines right now to see what is going on here in America. Go ahead, Carla. You are on the air. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I am pretty good. How are you doing?
Blessed and highly favored. Hallelujah.
All right. you have the whole world listening to you.
Well, okay. I feel that marriage is a joke, and I think people just do it for legal reasons. So when they break up because they knew it was a joke, they'll have something to fall back on.
Now, that was extremely blunt. I mean, because you see, if you look on your Facebook and Instagram, your Twitter, TV, you know, you see all this, you're a queen, you deserve a ring. I mean, what does the ring really symbolize besides you're my wife? Does the ring really say, hey, you're going to stay with me, you're going to really provide? Because let's get something straight. All
I think it just depends on the people. Different, like you said, different personalities. People got different reasons. You got Africans that are trying to get citizenship. The ring says that's what? Mine, but I'm with her. I mean, you know, I'll go
okay,
there all the way.
So I'm not talking about the Africans that's trying to get married or.
I'm
but,
just bringing
I mean,
up
I've,
different
I've
examples. You don't know people's situation. That's what I'm saying.
So let me ask you this. Do you see yourself being married in the future?
Probably not.
It's because you don't believe in marriage? Or, all right, so is it really about finding the right guy? Because I'm going to tell you something. At one point, every person that is dating thought the person that they were talking to was the right guy or the right woman. Everybody.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
So I saw
right.
these posts saying, I'm just waiting for the right woman, the right guy. Well, the person that you spoke to, that you met and started dating, you thought he was the right guy. You thought she was the right woman until he or she made a left turn and pissed you off. And now you ain't married. You don't want to be married no more, or you're cheating or what have you. So your advice, and I'm going to let you go after this, your advice is just remain single.
No, I have a lot of advices. You can't
okay,
go
I'm
by
all,
mine.
I'm all there. I'm all there. Just go ahead. I'm going to give you like 2 minutes. Just give it to
I just feel like each person's personality is different reasons of why they do and why they don't. You know what I'm saying? And nowadays, I think with just society, period, you can't really trust nobody. I'm sorry.
Okay. So all right, I get what you're saying, but do you think this is a trust issue, or this is more of, hey, these are the facts, you just really can't trust people?
You just really can't.
So, I mean, you just really can't. Okay. All right.
You just can't.
Go ahead.
I mean, if you can find somebody that can trust everybody or trust anybody, then, hey, more power to them. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you very, very much for your call. I believe I know who this is. I don't know. I don't got no name, but I think I know who it is. But,
right,
because
I only stepped outside to come call your thing, and I got my piece of other half coming out the door, walking up the street, coming back, talking about you got to come outside and talk. See, I didn't know he was crazy, so it all depends on the person. But I'm going to let that ride and holler at you later.
Thank you.
Now I'm
I done cut her off. I'm going to say, is she still talking? Uh-oh. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut her off, but guys, hey, listen. if you wanna call and we're talking marriage versus the single life, the number to call in is area code 646-668-8814. Again, that number is 646-668, the number one. If you're not hearing what I'm saying, just go to if you're watching live, just go to the link and you get all the information. If you're listening via iTunes Live, then you have to listen up. And if you're listening via the website, listen up. If you listen up via the phone, listen up. Now I know there's a lot of pros and cons to being married, and one of those pros is you don't have to answer to no one. But let me ask the ladies something that the ladies can call in. Not having to answer to a man, is that good? Is it attractive? You know, I get a different response from women. From some women, I get, oh, I want to have a man to listen to, or I want to have a head, a king. He's my king. I'm his queen. I don't want a man that just can run over me, and you know, I want him to basically be able to tell me what to do, and it sounds good on social media, and it sounds good on Facebook, but do you really want a man telling you what to do? I'm going to go back to the phone lines, and we're going to take our next caller. All right. Okay, caller, you're on the air. You've been hearing the show. Give it to us.
Hi, hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Great. I think that it's best to be single until you're ready to be married, because most people are getting married for the wrong reason. And, yes, it is trust issues, I think. But, you know, most people are getting married for the wrong reason. You got to get married when you're ready. You got to be able to accept the good and the bad of marriage. Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm nervous here. Whew. Okay. But you gotta be able to accept the good and the bad of marriage. And most people don't understand that. They getting married just to have, excuse me, I'm going to keep it real with you. They getting married just to have legal sex. They getting married just to, you know, do all these sorts of things. But you got to be ready for marriage. So, yes, I do agree. It's best to stay single until you're ready.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question right quick, because I think that if I took a poll and I said, do you believe that you should be ready before you get married? 100% of the people is going to say, yeah, of course you should be married. You know what I mean? I'm going to disagree with that, but I think the problem, and you can elaborate on this, I think the problem is, when do you actually know when you're ready? And then if you are ready, is there a point that you come to in your life where you've let things like pain, resentment, anger, malice, it's not like I'm reading the Bible right now. all these different things come into play in your marriage, because let's say you are ready to get married, so you think, and you get married. I've seen a lot of people, I mean, they still end up getting divorced or end up separated. So that means, were they really ready to get married? Were they, I mean, how do you know when you're really ready to get married? I need somebody that's been married at least 10 years to call into the show. I'm going to just say it.
Okay. I ain't been married no 10 years. But I'm a single young lady. But to me, my opinion is
you would like to be married one day, right?
Huh?
You said, but you would like to be married one day.
Yeah, sure. But, you know, I want to be married when I'm ready. Like, when you're ready, you're going to know you're ready, because You're gonna pray. You gotta pray about the situation. Let God tell you when you're ready. God knows when you're ready to get married. He'll set up the whole entire thing. That's when the religion thing comes in. You gotta pray about it and make sure that you know it's God speaking to you, telling you that you're ready to be married. I know most people get married and, you know, they be separated in the next 3 or 4 years. You know, that all comes with, look at the vows of the wedding. Look at the vows of the wedding. They say for better or for worse, right? People don't look at that now. People don't look at that now. They don't see the for better or for worse. They don't pay no attention to that. When you get married, you got to do exactly like them vows say, for better or for worse. I know a person right now that is married, And their spouse got on drugs bad. And you know what? They still stuck with him through the storm and the rain. And you know what? He cleaned himself up. They kept praying. They kept fasting on it. And he cleaned himself up, and he got himself together. You got to know the real purpose for getting married. You got to know the real purpose for getting married, okay? Pray on the situation. Make sure that it's God speaking to you, telling you that you're ready for marriage. And when he blesses you with it, can't no devil in hell rip your marriage apart. That's why the Bible says you got to be equally yoked. If you're not equally yoked, it's not going to work.
Listen, it's not often you come on the show and get hand clap. Listen, first of all, thank you for coming on. But and congratulations and a big shout out to the lady that stood by her husband while he was on drugs until he got off, because I know some women that would leave a man because he wouldn't put down the toilet seat. I mean, you know, I think a lot of times people that say that they're ready for marriage, I think in their mind they're ready for what they think is marriage. If I mean, I guess I could be saying that right. I think I've never been married, so I may not know, but I do believe that I don't believe that you can be ready for marriage. I don't think there's a such thing as being ready for marriage. I think there's a such thing as working through marriage and making it work once you get married. Same way, I don't believe people like, oh, you're ready to have a kid. I don't believe you can be ready to have a kid. I don't believe you can be ready to marry. I don't believe you can be ready to be successful. You have to. Those are things you have to work at. I think what you have to have is the willingness to decide that if I'm going to be in this, I'm going to commit to this, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to make this work. Once I've come to that mindset, once I've come to that conclusion, then maybe I am able to move forward and deal with all the pros and cons of a marriage. So I'm going to go to the next caller. Yo, y'all light it up tonight. This must be hitting home. It's hitting home right here.
Hello.
Go ahead, caller. You,
okay.
You are on the air.
How you doing? All right.
I'm pretty good. How you doing?
Not bad. I like your title. Is marriage worth it? For a man nowadays, no. It's not worth it. Stay single. Keep your assets. Keep moving. Now, I understand what the female caller was saying, and I totally agree with you. I don't think anybody's ready for the real aspects of marriage. They're ready for what they think marriage is like, and if you're willing to put in the effort, then I guess you're ready for marriage. But marriage has more downs than people realize. And they don't have that many ups. They have more valleys than they have peaks. And, yeah, kudos to the wife who stood by her husband, but that's what she's supposed to do. So same thing with a man who has a wife who got on drugs. He's supposed to stand by her until he or she becomes such a burden. I'm all for ending a marriage. I'm all for ending a relationship. But I don't think you should end it willy-nilly. I think you should try to talk it out with your spouse. And if that doesn't work, leave. You know, I'm all for life should be enjoyable. I wasn't put on this planet so that you can tear me down. That's my philosophy about
it. I like that.
You know, so I'm a guy who never got married. I'm a guy who saw nothing but bad marriages in friends, neighbors, acquaintances, and family. Yes, there are a lot of marriages that stay together, but that doesn't mean it works. It means that they're willing to share the same roof. But a lot of these marriages have separate bedrooms, too. So, you know, so I'm not for marriage. I'm for a lifelong relationship. But for one thing, I don't think the state nor should religious institutions stick their nose into my business. If I want to hook up with somebody for the rest of my life or for 5 seconds, I'll announce it if I feel like announcing it to the world. But I shouldn't be put under any kind of restraints by the state or by religion. That's none of their damn business.
right. And you know, I know I'm gonna find some people that disagree with that. But I'm with you. And what you said, you made a very, very powerful point. Just because you're married and you're under the same roof don't mean you're happy. And I think we get that confused because we'll look at somebody, we'll be like, oh man, Jess and John, they were married for 30 years. It's good, but you know, 25 of those years may have been the worst 25 of, you know.
Yeah, right. Right.
Life.
If you'd like, I can hang on, and if you bring in other callers, we can have a debate if you want to.
I like this guy. I don't know who you are, but
my name's Joe.
Joe. Okay, Joe. Well, I think that'd be cool. I'm gonna take a couple of calls. I'm gonna keep you on because I like your perspective because I know I'm gonna get a lot of pro marriage callers in. So yeah, I'm definitely gonna keep you online.
Okay, that'll be good.
Possibly rebuttal, but the phone calls are loud. I'm gonna go ahead and take the next caller. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear. We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, Mr. Joe.
Uh-huh.
I heard you loud and clear.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, if an individual choose not to be married, that's a good thing. It's a better choice not to be married than to be married if you can do the right thing without marriage. Okay? And as far as you made a statement that, you know, the religion institution need to stay out, it's none of their business. Well, I got a little news for you. First of all, the institution, the word comes directly from God's mouth about marriage. We don't have a choice in the matter on what the Almighty said, because what he said, he said. And that's the way it is. But there is an option. If you don't want to get married, you don't have to get married. But if you don't get married, then there's also that liberty of the bedroom that you're going to have to do without as well. Because the Almighty got something to say about that. Are you going to tell him to keep his nose out of it and to mind his business? Are you going to tell him that?
If you're asking me, I'll say, oh, yeah. I would say to...
You would tell the God of heaven to stay out of your business that created you in the first place, that got the life in your body to even speak. You would lift your soul up to tell the Almighty God to stay out of your business.
Absolutely. Because number one, I'm an agnostic, so I don't believe that...
You are what?
Agnostic.
Agnostic.
What is that?
You can explain.
Agnostic means you believe that there might be a God. You're open to the possibility that there might be a God. But an atheist is somebody who believes that there is no such thing as a God. I say, well, it's possible. But
so you're ignorant. You're ignorant. You're ignorant of the understanding. But anyway, back to the marriage situation. All right, that's what my call is about. You know, if you choose to be ignorant of God, then that's also your prerogative. But the marriage, Mr. Simmons, I feel like, you know, if you choose not to be married, that's an awesome thing. But when you do choose to get married, some people marry, I feel, too early, too young, and they don't really understand the difference between love, lust, and infatuation. They're caught up in that, and they don't know what it is. And once they get married, then there is an awakening. And when that awakening comes and you're stuck with who you're stuck with, then that's when everything begins to fall apart. Because then they realize, this is not what I wanted. This isn't what I wanted. But, I mean, you have somebody's life that's going to be torn apart because within yourself you realize, okay, I don't want Jane. Jane is not, you know, what I want. I thought. Thought? You cannot destroy somebody's life over your thought. your thought. What you need to do is get together and find a true man of God and get some counseling, because you can get divorced, you can get separated, and you can go and get yourself involved with somebody else. But in the end, there is somebody you got to answer to for this. Whether you believe it or not, it's going to come to you anyway. You just can't go around just tearing people's lives, and that's both man and women, all right, husband and wife. And when you have children, the children are affected by it. What are you going to tell the children? Oops, I'm sorry, honey, but it wasn't the right one for me. Really?
That's exactly what you're going to say. You're going to tell the kids,
really?
Mommy and
but
daddy
somebody is
cannot get along. And that's
well,
the truth.
Whether mommy and daddy cannot get along or not, mommy and daddy have to find resolution.
And if
because
they can't, if they go to marriage counseling, and if they go to the pastor,
ordained,
and if the pastor can't
God
do
ordained,
anything, they got to go.
Power, no, there's an evil power that fights against everything that
okay.
God set up.
Look, you're a believer
and
in
you,
God. That's fine. I'm a
I
person
am.
Who doesn't.
I am. And with you being a person that doesn't, you're not going to ever be happy.
No,
you
please.
You
there
happiness.
Are more atheists
you
out here who are
you can't find
more
no,
responsible
temporary.
And have,
temporary,
great, have
temporary, temporary.
A more sound psychological system than Bible-thumping Christians.
I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you because you need
please
help.
Please do.
Well,
please
you,
pray
Mr.
for me.
Mr. Simmons, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Simmons.
Thank
very
you. Thank you. Thank you very, very, thank you very much for the call. And, Joe, I will let you know, it's not easy even being a radio host. I've done over 100 shows now, and I'll tell you, you have some people that, I mean, hey, you know, they're going to, you know, disagree with you. So,
oh, I know that.
I mean, I know you say you just stick on and speak, but I'm just
no
letting
problem.
You know. If,
I had my own show on Blog Talk, so I know. I mean, everywhere I go, no matter what the topic is, it could be relationships, politics, sports, there's always going to be somebody who's going to call in and say, Joe, I disagree with you. But that's the way it is.
Okay, but
so.
we're going to take a quick commercial break. We only got 3 commercials in this show, so we're going to go to commercial break, and we're going to be right back. Those of you that are on Facebook Live, you're just going to watch me play the commercial, so don't leave. And remember, after commercial breaks, to call back in to speak. Remember, the number is area code 646-668-8814. Press the number 1 to speak live on the air.
No, they're not
remember,
going anywhere.
Again, the number is 646-668, area code 646-668-8814, and we will be right back after these messages. Talk to you soon.
Hi, this is Gerald Wilkerson, your candidate for Duval County Judge Group 3. I want to thank you for your support in helping me win the recent WBOB straw poll. I look forward to serving you as your next Duval County judge, where I promise to always be fair and impartial. Early voting starts August 13th, so make sure you register to vote and let your voice be heard. Remember Gerald Wilkerson when you vote. I'd be honored to have your vote this August. To learn more about my candidacy, visit VoteWilkerson.com. Political advertisement paid for and approved by Gerald Wilkerson for Duval County Judge Group 3.
At Firehouse Subs are hot, hearty, extraordinary. Every sub helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders.
Nice, Jaws of Life, Lisa.
So more people eating at Firehouse Subs means more life-saving equipment donated to first responders. If you're going to have a sub, have one that makes a difference. So that tastes, Jim. And now get a medium sub each day for just $5.55. From Meatball Monday to Italian Sunday. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives.
I'm Lorraine Hendricks, your candidate for Duval County Court Judge Group 8. Hurricane season is here, and last year residents of Jacksonville had significant damage due to Hurricane Irma. We're a strong community, so let's get prepared together. And don't forget to check on your elderly neighbors and help them out. Pick up some extra provisions for them, and let's be as prepared as possible this hurricane season.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Lorraine Hendricks, nonpartisan candidate for Duval County Judge Group 8.
And welcome back. You are tuned into the Real Talk Robert Simmons Talk Show. And if you guys have been tuned in before the break, all I can say is, wow. I'm going to get straight back to the phone line. Tonight's topic is being married. Is it actually worth it? Is it actually worth being married? I want to hear from you. Remember, the number to call in tonight is area code 646-668-8814. Again, the number is area code 646-668-8814. And press the number 1, and you will be heard live on the air, live via iTunes, live via Facebook, and live via www.realtalkrobert.com. So I'm going to go right to the phone lines. And I have on the show with me Joe. Look, I don't know who he is. Hey, anonymous guy, great, but I'm loving it so far. Go ahead, caller. You are on the air.
I think it's me. Is it me?
Oh, it's you.
Okay.
Who is you?
How's everybody doing? All right, I go by the name of Tyrone Lennon. All right.
What's going on, brother Ty?
I'm doing all right. Listen, I just wanted to call, kind of give my little 2 cents, if that's all right. Coming from a married man, come August, I'll be married for 6 years. I know you're looking for somebody for 10, but I can only give you 6 years. Sorry.
Can I give you a hand clap?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got to use my sound effect, man.
All right. So, listen, I was hesitant to even say anything because I don't, you know, and I want to be cautious not to mix so much religion in with this because I am a Christian. But, you know, everybody isn't a Christian, so this answer can't be just based off of religious reasons. To the question and the title, is marriage worth it? I think the funny part to that question is I think you're going to get people who aren't married to say possibly say no, and the people that are married to say yeah. I mean, honestly, as a married man, if I say no, it ain't worth it, then what the heck am I doing married?
That's a good response.
I have a rebuttal to that. I'm going to let you finish, but to address that particular, because somebody brought that up earlier, they're saying, well, Robert, of course all single people are going to say it's bad to be married, and all married people say it's going to be bad to be married. That's not true.
I'm not saying that's completely true. I'm just saying the opposers to marriage aren't going to be anybody that's married, basically, is what I'm pointing out. I mean, if it is, then again, my question is, then why are you married if you don't believe in it anyway, if you don't think that it's worth it anyway? That's my question. You know what I'm saying? So anybody that's married, I would hope that wouldn't be their response to that is, no, it's not worth it.
But if they got divorced, the same people would say, you know, now that I'm divorced and I think about it, marriage wasn't worth it.
Okay, I can hear you on that point.
Or the point that you have people say, listen, married people, in my personal life, Robert, man, let me tell you, wait to get married. I have not met one, and I have a lot of married friends, including you, Tyrone. You've never said this, by the way. So I don't know. You never said this. But so many of my friends have said, hey, man, wait. I wish I had. I'll let you finish saying what you're saying.
But see, that's kind of dabbing in on something different. Because even if you're waiting, that doesn't mean that you don't think marriage is worth it. You're just waiting until you're ready to get married. Waiting to get married is not the same thing as saying you don't think marriage is worth it.
But how about this? I've known of friends, especially when I was in the service, when people got married when they were too young. And while they were still married, they told me, Joe, don't get married. Now, they weren't going to say it within earshot of their spouse. But once they got married and they realized that the marriage was not for them, they spread the word around.
Well, Joe, let me ask you, because I'm curious on the reason why they would share that. Because that's, you know, the difficult part with this question is it's so open. You know what I mean? People who don't think marriage is worth it, the following question to that is really why. What's your reason? What's your take on why you feel that way, as opposed to if you ask a married person or somebody who thinks it is worth it, the reason why? Because it's a very broad question. And I'm curious what your friends' answers would be. Hey, if they going, you know, suggesting no, don't get married, man. It's not worth it. Well, I'm, you know, why?
Well, most people, when they feel that marriage isn't worth it, even before they get divorced, they feel, just as I and the host were talking about a few minutes ago, people have expectations of what marriage is supposed to be. So when they're ready for marriage, quote unquote, what they're ready for is what they believe marriage should be.
Right.
And when marriage doesn't live up to those expectations, then naturally they feel very down.
Okay.
But, you know, so the expectations of marriage is usually that white picket fence, you don't have too many arguments with your wife or your husband, you're usually glad to see each other at the end of the day when you come home from work. But after a while...
Well, see, my question, my counter question to that is simply, okay, if we're putting so much light on marriage and the negative to that, but you can get those same disappointments in a standard relationship.
Absolutely.
And you typically... to me, honestly, when it boils down to just being in a relationship, if I have a friend that lives and they have a family at home, let's say they're both living together, they got kids, but they're just not married. So the only difference between them and me is what? Marriage.
Well, yeah, and let me ask you, and let me ask the host, because you bring up a point. Because I don't know if you were here when I said I'm all for long-term relationships, but not marriage. Now the difference is that a person usually wants to get married to support their family, a man, speaking from a male perspective. But they don't want to get married to support an ex-wife or ex-family members.
Mm-hmm.
People want to support the people who give them support. If you're no longer married, you no longer have that particular support, and that support wasn't great to begin with within the marriage, otherwise you never would have gotten divorced. So I'm all for it, but you see... if you're in a great relationship with somebody, for some reason, maybe the man or the woman messes up, you can leave the relationship. But if you're married, the state and religion says you've got to support that wife. And when the law comes in and not only says that, but says the wife is now entitled to not only your present earnings, half of them, but also your future earnings. Do you know, you have to give men credit for not killing ex-wives, because you have to, because this is legal thievery. You married somebody because you love them, you fall out of love, and now you've got this divorce insurance, and you're supporting a woman you no longer love, and she's getting money from you. Why?
Right. I hear that as far as the topic of divorce. I hear that, and I can agree with that, you know. Fortunate for me, see, I divorce isn't on my mind, so I don't think that deep into divorce. I have those thoughts or whatever. But I hear you on that part. But to me, see, before you even get to the conversation of divorce, see, I'm trying very hard to keep my religious beliefs out of it, because everybody doesn't believe the way I believe.
It doesn't bother me. I mean, I don't think it bothers the host. It doesn't bother me. If you want to bring religion
in. My point is, you know, and even like you're saying, Robert, you know, and your friend saying, hey, wait to get married. Again, I say, because somebody is recommending that you wait doesn't mean that they're not telling you it's not worth it. They're just saying make sure you know that you're ready to get married and you marry the right person. Am I right?
But my thing is, we have what you call human instinct. And I will tell you this, the guys and women that have told me, and they looked me square in the eye and was like, Robert, wait till you get married. The energy that I got from them was, had I waited, I probably wouldn't have. And I'm just putting it out there. Now, we can take it any way we want to, but typically, and I'm not saying, I know people that have had beautiful marriages, but when I look at the numbers, it's a small amount. I mean,
the issue with the numbers, and even as we're getting more and more into, you know, these years now and whatnot, the difference.
Let me say this real quick. We're heading now north of 50% north, meaning that we are now tipping into the area of most marriages are ending in divorce, not half. So my thing is, if that's a true statistic, which it is, because when you go and file for divorce, they have to keep these numbers. And then you take in consideration to what he said earlier, just because you're married don't mean you're happy in marriage. You're just under the same roof.
you know the problem with this conversation is that it's the conversation is fenced around marriage not working. You see what I'm saying?
No. The topic is it worth it? And let me explain, because I had this debate yesterday where people were like, well, you know, it all depends on who you talk to. No, I'm talking, or it depends on whether you're ready, or it depends on whether you're made whole, or is it dependent upon X, Y, and Z, right? Because you know the only person you can make whole is yourself. But the question is, when we look at it as an overall, yeah, we know that if you're made whole and she's made whole and you're good and she's good, it will work. We know that. But the question is, overall, is it worth it? Overall, because it's a lot.
But again,
of
that's what I'm
home.
Saying. When you ask that question, it still depends on who you ask it. Because if you ask any married people, I mean, like I said, their answer should be yes. Simple, especially if they're currently married at the time you're asking them that question. You know what I mean? So it still depends on who you're asking. If you're asking somebody that's been divorced, you know, you can expect a type of answer. You know what I'm saying? If you're asking somebody that's never been married, 20 years old, you know what I mean? It depends on who you're asking.
Well, that's it does depend. But like Robert was saying, I mean, the statistics, and it's not just now. The statistics for first-time marriages are about 52, 53, 54%. It's been that way for about 15 years or so. And do you know that once people get divorced, you would think that the divorcees would have learned from their previous marriages? Do you know that the second marriages have even a worse rate? It's over
60%. Yeah, I believe that.
Wow.
But see, I want to elaborate on that. Because,
listen, Tyrone, we got 8 minutes left. The calls are lit. So I appreciate you. At the end, I might continue to do Facebook Live if it's really juicy. But, like, I got a bunch of callers coming in. I don't know if I've ever had this many calls before. So I'm going to go to the next caller. Hey, appreciate it. But come back in on Facebook Live. I may be able to video you in. Thank you very much, Mr. Joe. If you can hang up for like maybe 2 more calls, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you. Bring the opposite perspective, but we're going to go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. You are on the air. How you doing?
Hello?
You on the air?
Oh, Rob. What's up? What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? Chill. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. I just want to get on the topic real quick, man. Like I say, I heard everybody, and like I say, you can say marriage work, but my opinion, marriage may not be for everybody. And to say this, my grandma had her friend that, like, when I was growing up, my godfather, and back in the day, she had her first marriage, it didn't work out. My grandma had her friend, they lived together until my grandma passed, and, you know, they stayed in the same house, he had his own place, and they lived together, and stayed with each other for a very long time. Didn't get married. Didn't think about it. He never was married. He never had kids. I mean, like you say, marriage is for some people. Some people it's not for. It
so
can
let me,
be
so
as simple
let me
as
you,
that.
Overall, let me ask you this. Do you think, and then I'm going to have to go to the next call because we got to keep rolling. Overall, do you believe that marriage is worth it?
Marriage is worth it. And speaking for somebody who was married and who, like I say, I think marriage is easy to get into and it's hard to stay married. And it's hard to get out. But I just think that it's one of those things that, like the guy said, if you with somebody for a long time and y'all guys are living together, whatever, if somebody messes up, you can leave. But when you're married, you got to go through the whole process of, you know, it's so difficult to get out. And, I mean, just for that simple fact, if everybody leaves for the first mistake or when you fall out of love or when nobody wants to work at it anymore, it's so easy. It's so easy just to find somebody else with social media and everything else. Nobody wants to work at it like they did in the past. Nobody wants to work at a marriage. Nobody wants to work at a relationship.
But you know what? People, the way that you say that, the way most people say it, it's like, Well, since they don't want to work, something's wrong with them. I say, look, work at it for a limited degree, lay down your boundaries, and if the person continuously, not over 13 years, but over a year, violates your boundaries, it's time to get out. Nobody should stay in an unhappy marriage. Marriages, when they work, they're the greatest thing on earth. You can't get anybody happier than somebody in a happy marriage, but you can't get anybody more miserable than somebody in an unhappy marriage.
Man,
that's true.
We ain't got enough time. Hey, Tim, man. Hey, I appreciate you calling in. I got to keep rolling. We got like 4 minutes left. You the man right there, and I appreciate you calling in. I guess the bigger question that that I guess I should be asking is, hey, people that are married, the thing about married people, they're not gonna come on the actual show and
you're
say,
right.
Hey,
you're
Robert,
right.
I'm married. You know my husband. Man, had I known he was gonna leave the toilet seats up and be messy and eat messy and this and all that, I wouldn't have married him. You're not gonna get them to come on the show and say that. It's just not possible. But I'll go on the rant, like maybe I'll probably do a part two after the show, but I'm going to take this one last call because all we have is 3 minutes left, 3 minutes, 45 seconds. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller. You are on the air. How are you?
Rob. Hello?
Hey, what's going on? You're on the air.
Hey, this is Aaron.
You're live. You're live on the air. Hey, what's going on, man?
Rob. Hey, this is Aaron, man.
What's going on, Larry?
Nothing, man. Hey, I've been married 24 years, right?
Okay.
And I doubt if I ever get married again. You know.
Now, that could be happily married.
Hey. Marriage is all about evolution, okay? You got to keep evolving. If the marriage stop evolving, the marriage is just a dead relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I'm with Joe on 100%. You know what I'm saying? I'm on 100% about that. You know what I'm saying? And I have seen marriages come and go within my friends. My prime example is I watched my mom was married 3 times, and I tried to learn from that, right? Not for my marriage to go that way, but my marriage is, I don't even know where it's at nowadays. You know what I'm saying? I just work and take care of my family.
Now,
keep
look,
it moving.
Honestly, I didn't think I was, and I'm shocked tonight. I have a lot of men calling me, you know, because I usually have more women calling. I usually have to ask guys, hey man, call in the show. But I appreciate everybody. Go ahead.
Yeah, but see, it's gonna be a two-sided story. A man's version is gonna be a woman's version. We ain't always gonna see the eye to eye about marriage. Being equally yoked and stuff. Who's ever equally yoked when you get married? A man meets a woman, they fall in love. You know what I'm saying? And it happens. They get married. Some get married. Some don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And the thing about being equally yoked. If you ever ask a woman, what do you mean by being equally yoked? You're going to be very surprised. They're going to say, well, he has to make the same amount of money as me. If I went to college, he has to have gone to college. In other words, what they think is equally yoked is that the man has to have the money and the status. What do we men look for?
Uh-oh.
We men look for companionship and appreciation. We look for the intangibles. The women look for the tangibles.
Hey,
man.
Joe, we got about...
Oh, okay.
I thank y'all. We got about 30 seconds. Joe, if you can... I don't know who you are, but if you can email me... I'm Facebook Live, and they're asking, they like, can Joe come back on the show? Then Tyrone's like, invite Joe on Facebook Live. So, you
yeah,
know,
no problem.
I'm probably going to speak a little bit on Facebook Live, but shoot me an email. I'm realtalkrobert@gmail.com. Again, that's realtalkrobert@gmail.com. Send me information. I can link you up with, because people still, listen, guys, this is an hour show, and we got like 10 seconds left.
Well, yeah,
actually,
you can go
show.
Into overtime,
good
you know. If people
show.
Call
hey, man,
in.
Larry,
I'm sorry.
Right. I appreciate you calling, man. We are literally out of time. I apologize if I could not make it to your call. When I tell you that the phone lines are lit up, and if you listen to Facebook Live, you can't hear it on iTunes on my website, but Facebook Live, you hear the lady that she keeps counting down 30 seconds, 10. So she just said 10 seconds. So we out. God bless you. God keep you. We might do a part two. We won't have to do a part two. We talk
all right.
Next week.
I'll see if I can come back next week because it's a good topic. Take care.
It's the real talk, the real talk with Mr. Robert Downey. The real talk, the real talk with Mr. Robert Downey. The real talk, the real talk with Mr. Robert Downey. The real talk, the real talk with Mr. Robert Downey.
Hey guys, of course the show is over. If you're on Facebook Live, oh, you know what? The show cuts off on iTunes and via. I think you can still listen, but this part won't be uploaded. So everything from this point you can hear, but you have to catch it live so nothing comes after this. Joe, you still there? Hello? Okay, I think Joe is gone. I believe Joe is gone. And I think it actually shut me out. I guess I just end the show. Hold on.